who get it done.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
From the capital city of the United States of America, Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Do not be afraid, because Gus is on vacation, probably scaring somebody on the beach with his shirt off. I am here for you. I am Brian Enola East. You all know me as Brian Bienemy, alongside Jordan the Intern. We're going to give you a great show today, and we're going to do it because Gus isn't here, which typically happens whenever Gus isn't here. You always get a great show, especially when I'm taking this place. And the reason why we're starting it off with the Rocky theme and, of course, Michael Buffer, because if you haven't paid attention, if you've been under a rock, if you haven't listened to your radio in a while, or if Gus basically put you to sleep for this week talking about golf and soccer, it's okay. I'm here for you. But we're starting off with a fight amongst fights. No, not a heavyweight championship fight between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. It's not going to be Anthony Joshua versus none of the two because, of course, he just got spanked by Dan Le Batard, or at least a lookalike. No, no, no. This is the fight you never knew you needed, but it's the one that we got and we deserve. It is David Griffin versus Clutch Sports, LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble. I don't know about you. I'm extremely excited about what's going on right now, simply because there's a man who's been put in charge that ain't backing down. He ain't afraid at all. He's coming out gloves off, swinging haymakers. That, my friends, is David Griffin, who happens to be trying to do something that nobody has been able to do probably over the last 15 years, and that's put LeBron James back in a child's place. What are you talking about, B? Simple. Have you not heard? Over the 1,001 trade scenarios that Fletcher Mackel has probably put out just in the last hour or so, about the 1,001 trade scenarios that Adrian Wojnarowski has probably put out within the last 5 minutes, and then there's Sham Sharania, who probably matches that to the T. David Griffin and Clutch Sports are in a back-and-forth war right now, and I'm just sitting here with my popcorn ready to watch it all go down. Because Anthony Davis is going to learn the hard way, something that you all know, if you're married, if you've been in a strong relationship, you can't win an argument with a woman. And I mean that as respectfully as possible when I say this. You cannot win an argument with a woman once she has planted her feet so firmly in the sand, when she's standing on whatever point she's taken, you cannot win that argument. It just goes that way. If you're married, you know what I'm talking about. If you've been in a relationship for longer than 6 months, you know exactly what I mean. Hell, women most of the time can't decide what they want to eat. But oh boy, when they lock in and they tell you that's what they want, do not come in with Taco Bell if she asks you for Crescent City Steakhouse. It's not going to work out well. Do not come in with a watermelon daiquiri if she wanted Peach Bellini. Oh, you're asking for it. No, 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 my friends. What Anthony Davis is asking for is a war with the Queen of New Orleans, Gail Benson. And boy, you about to get the fight of your life. Clutch Sports, Anthony Davis, LeBron James. You will learn a lesson that most of us men have learned over the years to come. And I know, Anthony, you're a new father. You're still a young man. Rich Paul, still a very young man. LeBron James, although he's very successful and he's in his 30s, still hasn't learned a valuable lesson. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. That is the lesson that will be learned in Anthony Davis trade scenario. You can have all of your people out there telling you 1,001 times how Anthony Davis and Clutch Sports are going to change this, and they run the situation. They have all the leverage. No, the hell they don't. Am I not paying attention, or is Anthony Davis not under contract with the New Orleans Pelicans? That means Gail's in charge. and Gail has hired a man to carry out exactly what she wants. That's David Griffin. So right now, David Griffin is in charge, and he may not be the boss, but he's definitely the man right now. Let me break it down a little bit further for you guys that are out there listening. It's a little something simple like this. Anthony Davis requested a trade. This happened back in January. The Pelicans, under the leadership of Dell Demps, decided that they were going to wait, weren't going to let it happen on Rich Paul's terms. Dell Demps, according to Rich Paul himself, called Anthony after the trade was requested by Rich Paul to find out what exactly is going on and why are you asking for a trade. This apparently ticked Rich Paul off to the point to where he went nuclear on the Pelicans and thought for some strange reason it was going to empower him in the trade negotiations. It didn't work in January. It's not going to work now. But that still hasn't stopped old Rich Paul from trying now, has it? Which is great for me and you, because now we get to sit back and we get to enjoy the fruits of Rich Paul's labor. So for everybody out there thinking that I may hate Rich Paul, LeBron James and Clutch Sports, Travis, that is not the truth. No. I love him. I love him to death. He's the gift and the curse. Because had Rich Paul not made this move, Dell Demps might still be in charge. Anthony Davis might still pretend that he wants to be a Pelican. We might not have David Griffin, Swing Cash, Trajan Langdon, the new director of sports medicine with the Pelicans. We might not have any of that. And we definitely wouldn't have the number one pick in Zion. I don't hate Rich Paul at all. I love him. Thank you, Rich Paul, for being a goof. Thank you. We appreciate it. Now, here's what you need to learn. The NBA and the NFL are very, very different on how they're ran. For so many people out there, for the years now that they've trashed the Pelicans organization for having NFL people involved, this is the situation to where you would want NFL people to be in charge. Why? Because if LeBron James has done nothing else, and I give him full credit for this, LeBron James has empowered players to believe. You don't have to listen to ownership. You can do this yourself. You don't need to go to these, you know, marketing firms and agencies. No, you can do those type of things yourself. The power belongs to you. You're the player. Everybody comes to see you, not the referees, not the team. No, they come to see you. And I give credit to LeBron James where it's due. He's absolutely right. When I pay my money to go to the Smoothie King Center, I'm not paying to go see Mrs. Benson. I see her on my own time. I'm not paying to go see the referees or Alvin Gentry. I want to see Anthony Davis, Drew Holiday. At the time, it was Nico and Julius. I'm paying to go see them. So, yes, player empowerment, great thing. But with great power comes great responsibility. And that is what Rich Paul and Anthony Davis, Clutch Sports, and LeBron James have not learned just yet. See, LeBron can pull this off. He's the face of the NBA. He's the man that stirs the drink. Anthony Davis, my friend, you are a very small fish in a very big pond, and you're swimming with sharks, and you're nothing but a goldfish at heart. So you will learn a hard lesson. You will be the scapegoat. You will be the example that is made. Clutch Sports does not have your best interest in mind. They don't. They have LeBron James' best interest in mind. Rich Paul is LeBron James' best friend. His main goal is to make sure LeBron James builds his legacy, not Anthony Davis's legacy. With that being said, Anthony, you have to be the one to suffer for their arrogance, their ignorance. They don't understand what the fight that they've gotten themselves into. Not with Gail Benson, not with Mickey Loomis, not with David Griffin, not with New Orleans. They do not understand. We don't back down from a fight. Have you ever tried to fight somebody from New Orleans and not realize they're crazy until after it was too late? You ever been on Bourbon and watch one of those crazy people from out of town come down here thinking they can handle New Orleans liquor? And then 5 minutes later, you see them slumped on the side of the street, barfing their eyes out. You can't win against New Orleans. We don't allow that. We're the underdogs that like to overachieve. You will not beat us in this fight. Why do you say that, B? Real, real simple. Because Gail Benson won't allow it. Where's she from? What is she about? She won't allow Rich Paul, LeBron James, Clutch Sports to basically punk her into making a decision. She's going to control this. And because of that, we've never been in better hands. The New Orleans Pelicans / New Orleans Saints will teach the NBA what they should have learned a long time ago. In order to make sure you get your point across, sometimes you got to make an example out of somebody. The NFL owners don't tolerate this player nonsense. Only the NBA. Major League Baseball doesn't. You have to go to arbitration to get your money in most cases in Major League Baseball. Not the NBA. Guaranteed contracts. Players are in control. They rule everything. When it comes to CBA negotiations, most of the time the players win. Not in the NFL. This is the time you want to cheer for the idea that Gail Benson also owns the Saints. Because in the NFL, they have a very different way of dealing with everything. And that is why Anthony Davis will go to not only the team that the Pelicans dictate, but even if you're going to pull the power play, which Rich Paul has done, and say, well, you can trade for Anthony Davis, we're just not going to re-sign. Let me break that down for everybody listening. Anthony Davis wasn't going to sign that contract anyway, no matter what team he goes to, whether that be if he goes to LA right now, he's not signing an extension the minute he gets there. If he goes to the New York Knicks, he's not signing an extension the minute that he gets there. He was going to opt out next year anyway. That was going to happen because financially it makes more sense for him to opt out. And once he opted out, then he would have a bunch of teams still calling for his services. Here's the power play Rich is trying to make and why he's trying to make it. He's trying to convince you that the Boston Celtics don't want any part of Anthony Davis because they're not going to give up all of those pieces if Anthony's going to leave. Danny Ainge has been chasing Anthony Davis for 5 years now. He's not giving up that easy. The New York Knicks need to rebuild their franchise. They're not going to give up on Anthony Davis simply because Rich Paul said he wants to play with the Lakers. This is a power play for Rich Paul to help LeBron James. Why? Because LeBron has already lost one season in L.A. He can't afford to lose two seasons in L.A. because even if he gets Anthony Davis in year three of his contract, by that time it's too late. LeBron James is all about building a legacy. He would be, from what I remember, the first player to win a championship in three locations. Major star, I should say, because guys like Robert Horry and James Jones and all of that, they don't count. But major star, I believe he'd be the first to do so. That's a legacy builder. If you want to get one up on Michael Jordan, that's one way to do it. That's what this is all about. That's why you keep hearing that Rich Paul has to have this trade done immediately and Anthony won't sign unless it's with the Lakers or the Knicks. Stop it. It's a lie. Anthony is going to lose out on millions by being traded from the Pelicans to whatever team he goes to next. In order for him to leave that team and go to another team, he's going to lose out on more millions. Here's a great example of that. Boogie Cousins. Pelicans had a 2-year, $40 million deal on the table for a guy coming off an Achilles. He said, no thanks. He had already lost money being traded. I believe it was $30 million being traded from Sacramento to New Orleans. Now leaving New Orleans, going to Golden State, he loses out on more money. Because now he can't sign that max deal that he was once going to get from Sacramento, and he definitely can't get the max he was going to get from New Orleans. Now Boogie Cousins' max, I want to say, is somewhere around $120 million, $130 million maybe. Still a hell of a lot of money. But it has no business being in the same ballpark as $240 million. That's what Anthony Davis is potentially could make. $240 million if he stayed with the Pelicans. That goes down to, I believe, $140 million if he signs with another team. You think Anthony wants to really lose out on that kind of money because he doesn't want to play in Boston? Hell no, especially if Kyrie stays. And even if he doesn't, Anthony's going to do what he wants to do anyway. And once he's traded, that's no longer the Pelicans' problem. If Danny Ainge is going to gamble, if the New York Knicks want to gamble, if the LA Clippers, the Brooklyn Nets, the Milwaukee Bucks, if any of these teams want to gamble on Anthony Davis and say, we're going to try him for a 1-year rental, that's no longer the Pelicans' problem once he gets there and he wants to decide that he's going to opt out or leave or whatever happens. That's not David Griffin's problem. It will never be David Griffin's problem. Anthony Davis is not a David Griffin problem. David Griffin needs to send a message. That's what's going to happen in this fight. Anthony Davis is the target or the punching bag. Rich Paul is on the other side coaching. And LeBron James is in the background watching it all happen, trying to make sure he gets yet again more help for supposedly the greatest player we've ever seen. This is all about setting and making an example. If David Griffin so chooses to trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers, what's to stop the next player, mainly a guy like Zion, from coming to the Pelicans and saying, you haven't done what I felt you needed to, so I'm going to demand my way to the team I want to go? When has that ever worked for the Saints? Anybody ever tried the Saints like that? There's one player that comes to mind who got booted for even running his mouth wrong. That'd be Brandon Cooks. Anybody remember him? Oh, Mr. Closed Mouths Don't Get Fed? What happened to Brandon right after that? He was shipped not only to New England, but then New England shipped him to L.A. What about Jimmy Graham? I'm too good to be a tight end. Pay me like a wide receiver. Where's Jimmy now? On his third team. Chris Paul, I don't want to be in New Orleans. Somebody want to tell me how many championships Chris has won since he left? Oh, but B, he wasn't going to win one in New Orleans. Hell, he ain't win one out of New Orleans either, so what's the point? Could have made a lot more money staying. Didn't win one with the Clippers either. Haven't won one with the Rockets. See, everybody wants to go to these big markets. Everybody wants to be in a big market, right? That's the new thing. Get a big market, it comes with guaranteed endorsements. Unless you're Anthony Davis and you have the personality of watching paint dry. Then what happens? Anthony Davis isn't going to sign with the Lakers and all of a sudden, you know, guys like Apple are going to come knocking on his front door. It's not going to happen that way. Anthony Davis is going to sign with the Pelicans. Sign with the Lakers. And he's still not going to get the endorsements that he wants because he doesn't have the personality to get it. Versus Zion, who's going to walk in the door and get endorsements out the you-know-what. I am just beginning to snap on Anthony Davis, Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, and LeBron James. And I'm only beginning to big up what the Pelicans are going to do. I will have more when we come back after the break. Don't forget that the first hour has been brought to you by the King Injury Firm. 504-909-KING. In case you're injured or have a broken heart like Anthony Davis does, you can always give them a call. Personal injury is what they do. Give them a call. Find out what's going on. King Injury Firm. And do not forget, I do have the ESPN tickets for the Crawfish Boil. I'll be giving those out so you can call up 1-800-998-1003, 1-800-998-1003. Please give us a call. Me and Jordan are sitting here bored waiting on you because today is all about you. Your thoughts on Anthony Davis and Rich Paul, Clutch Sports versus the New Orleans Pelicans. Who wins and why? After the break. This is ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Rod Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore, 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV Everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV Everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV Everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's healthcare. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Don't be disappointed if you don't hear Gus's voice because, well, first and foremost, mine is much better. I am Brian Bienemy, along with Jordan the intern. Of course, you guys know me as Brian Anola. He's filling in for Gus today. He's on vacation, apparently, you know, ducking and dodging sharks in the beach. He's probably left his wife out there. Poor thing. I hope Anna's okay. Because we all know from the stories that Gus is not, you know, he's not one to really try to dive in front of a shark for his wife. Hopefully, little Carver's okay, but I would assume so. That being said, we got a fight of our own we're going to talk about. We're not going to talk about Gus and his Animal Planet days. No. We're going to talk about the fight that is going on between David Griffin, New Orleans Pelicans, and Anthony Davis, Rich Paul. But before that, we got Dennis on the line. What's up, Dennis? What's good, family?
What's up, B and Jordan? Hey, I just wanted to bring up a little topic that I was thinking about, since they're causing so many problems with the Pelicans and Miss Benson. If they're going to send him off to a team that's going to only keep him for a year before he leaves, why not see if Toronto loses the series, the game, and they're looking to win team now. You know, I mean, you might be able to get draft picks and send his butt to Canada.
You know, that's a great idea, especially if they lose Kawhi. But I'm really curious as to the idea of, number one, if Masai Ujiri, the general manager, is going to stick around, because so many teams just value that guy and his ability to build winners. He did so in Denver. Now he's done so in Toronto. I also think it's the idea of, will they be willing to pull the trigger once more, especially if Kawhi leaves, because they have a lot of nice young assets over there. And of course, you send him to Toronto, you could care less what happens after that. So I agree with you there, but I'm wondering if Toronto's going to want to double down and try to make that happen. Now, I do think that Milwaukee could be a dark horse team that could come along and say, you know what, we saw it happen with Toronto and Kawhi. Maybe we trade some of our assets, sign and trade a guy here or there, try to get Anthony Davis, and see if between him and Giannis that could put us over the hump in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I mean, my thought was, if he doesn't want to be in New Orleans, send him off to another country. I'm not knocking Canada. I work there sometimes. But I'm saying, you know, for draft picks, plus a couple of upcoming, you know, younger guys.
I'm all the way with you. To be honest, if there was a way to send him to Cleveland or one of these teams, because, of course, he said at first it was all 29 other teams. He just didn't want to be in New Orleans. If there was any way to send Anthony anywhere else, I don't care if it's the D League, the G League, if it's overseas, anywhere else, I want to banish that man from coming to New Orleans until he has to show up and Zion dunks on his neck. That's when I'll be appreciative of Anthony Davis being back in New Orleans. Until then, I could care less where he goes, Dennis, and I definitely agree with you there.
I hear you. All right.
Appreciate you, my brother. Don't be a stranger, man. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you've already got the crawfish tickets, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, no problem, man. Well, I appreciate the phone call, brother. Make sure you tell your friends to tell a friend that if Gus is in town, that it's okay to listen to him every now and then. But I appreciate you for calling in, man. Thank you.
Do I have to hold for the tickets or what? Because I'm interested.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't had them already, yeah, just hold on. Joey will get with you, man, and we'll make sure you get those.
Awesome. Can't wait.
You got it, brother. Thank you again for calling in, man.
Thank you.
And just like that, man, that's how it happens. If you guys want to go be a part of it, of course, ESPN is doing a thing with Zion, man. They want to get your feedback. They want to know what's up with you as a Pelican fan. Why are you excited for what's going on? Why are there 6,000-plus season tickets that are being sold now because of one young man's name, and that is Zion Williamson? So what's got you excited? You want to go to that? Hit us up on the phone lines, man. Let us know that you're interested in it. If you haven't done it already, we'll be more than happy to bless you with those tickets and make sure you get out there, get yourself, you know, seen possibly on TV, could do a little interview or two, but that's the reason for them having it. They want to hear from you guys. They don't want to just, you know, go out there and assume it. They want to hear from Pelicans fans. So let's make it happen. another reason why it's a great time to be a Pelicans fan right now. And I keep saying the guy's name as, you know, the new director of player personnel. If you guys give me one moment, I'll get his name. I apologize for that. I'm usually really good with names.
Aaron Nelson.
There it is. See, that's why we got Jordan here, man. To catch my slack when I'm being a buster. But that's why my man is here. Aaron Nelson is his name. And I mean, it's a great move because it was one that was applauded around the NBA. And for good reason. He's the reason why we never saw those Phoenix teams, you know, really ailing. And then when he left, all of a sudden now you have a bunch of young guys who can't really stay on the court. So I think it's going to be a situation to where the Pelicans, under new leadership, new management, and sometimes it just takes a woman's touch. And that's what Gail Benson has done. She's put her touch on the Pelicans. It's no longer the late, great Tom Benson's, you know, it's not his team anymore. He bought it, but he bought it for Mrs. Gail Benson. It was her idea, her baby. And now she's put, you know, she's starting to make sure she puts her stamp on everything that's going on. I do want to make sure I get to this when it comes, because I don't want to just skip all over it. We're going to definitely get back to the Pelicans, but I do want to kind of quickly touch on the NBA finals and what's going on right there. Game six is tonight. Game six is tonight in Oracle, Toronto at Golden State. So if you want to call in and chime in about that as well, you can go ahead. I can tell you exactly how this one is going to go. Dogfight for a large part of it. Fourth quarter, the Golden State Warriors are going to pull away and they're going to win it. And it's going to go back to Toronto for game seven. That's a quick synopsis of how I think it's going to go. Because what I saw from the Golden State Warriors in Toronto last game was a team that answered everything that was supposed to go wrong, did go wrong. And somehow Steph and Klay and Draymond, they found a way to get it done. They got contributions from everybody. Even Boogie decided to show up and beat DeMarcus this time. It wasn't Boogie. It was DeMarcus. Because DeMarcus Cousins was a hell of a player. Boogie Cousins is a moron with a bad attitude. And he's on a team that really doesn't bode well for him. But he was able to hold his emotions in check and get it done. So I personally think that Golden State wins tonight. It's going to Toronto for game seven. And unfortunately for me, I now have to worry about not only a home-cooked meal, it has to be a four-course meal, including a massage, as well as everything else, because I lost a bet to my wife who told me Golden State is going to win this game. And all of a sudden, Toronto goes up, and I'm cheering, I'm dancing, I mean, I'm doing everything. I couldn't help but insult her and tell her, who the hell do you think you are? Do you know I do sports sometimes for a living? And you telling me you think the Golden State Warriors are going to win? Are you watching? And then the Golden State Warriors won, so I'm in trouble. Chad, what you got, brother? What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, so I just wanted to touch base on what you just talked about the finals. So people forget that this team, minus Kevin Durant, broke the single-season winning record. So, and it's the same team, just minus a couple role players, but they're still deep. So just minus Kevin Durant, they just have to figure out how to play again without him.
Yeah, no question. I think it's really what happened was that Golden State had to go back to playing that open style of basketball because Kevin Durant was basically their ISO guy. If everything else is going wrong, give the ball to KD, get out of his way, let him get a bucket because he's almost 7 feet tall. He's got handles like a point guard and he can shoot over anybody because you can't get it. You know, you can't get to him and he's quick enough to blow by you even at that height and he's skilled enough to just shoot over you. So it was almost a mismatch anytime he went one on one in ISO ball. But when you've got the Splash Brothers doing what they did, especially that comeback three, when Steph hit that corner and curled that corner and spotted up, everybody in the building and everybody watching knew that three was going in. And Toronto just couldn't seem to kind of, I guess, get themselves back together after that three. So I definitely agree with you. I think the Golden State Warriors, as we know them, that's the same team that won 73 games. So how do you see it going as far as the winner of the series?
So I actually picked Golden State in five. But I'm still going with Golden State, man. You can't go against. That's a great team. This team's gonna go down as one of the greatest teams to ever play the game. They're gonna come back and figure it out. They got this.
And don't forget that tonight is the last game that will be played in Oracle Arena. So that's why I think that the Warriors are gonna have this game wrapped up before it even starts. This is gonna be so much emotion in this game. So I don't think they're gonna go out, lose the NBA Finals at Oracle for their last game. So I'm gonna pick the Warriors in seven.
There,
yeah, I mean, and plus, you have to think about this too. They haven't. I don't think they lost a game in the finals, with the exception of the two to LeBron and the Cavs 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. I'm sorry, 3 years ago. Besides, and they lost two this finals, which is insane. they're ever going to come back out and punch the Raptors in the face today.
Yeah, I agree. I can't see them losing 3 in Oracle, especially not in the NBA Finals, man. So I definitely see them winning it tonight. As Jordan pointed out, I didn't even remember the fact that this is the last game in Oracle. Another added motivation. If Toronto wins this one, you can put Kawhi on a pedestal with Kobe and Michael at that point, because in order for you to go in there, beat the Warriors at home, and they're closing out their stadium, I mean, their arena, that would be so impressive. I can't see it happening, but if it happened, my goodness. I mean, who would have ever thought that the guy that lost the battle to B-Rabbit would go on to win the championship with the Toronto Raptors?
Yeah, it's insane.
All right, Chad.
If I can I touch base on some Pelican stuff as well?
Yeah, no question, man. Come on, we got time, Flamey. What you got?
All right, sweet. So yesterday there was a guy who called in, and he said, based on skill, Zion should not be our number one pick.
And I remember that phone call.
I kind of agree with him, but I want Zion. I'm not saying I don't want him. I definitely want Zion. Zion needs to be here. This dude's going to be a dominant player on the defense, and just his offensive explosiveness is insane. I'm a huge Duke fan. So pretty much every superstar that ever came out of Duke, that's like, that's my people. But yeah, no, Zion, he's definitely the future. What I think should happen, though, I really am pulling for that Knicks trade. I really want to team it back up with R.J. Barrett. If we get R.J. Barrett and Zion, Andrew, dude, our defensive is literally going to be the best defensive team in the West.
I think that's very possible if they can get RJ as well, but they're also going to need a point guard. So I think that's going to dictate anything, because it doesn't matter how good your back end is. If you're letting guys penetrate the paint, you know, at will, kind of like we've seen going on right now with the pick and roll with Steph Curry and the guys, once they get to the paint, it's pretty much ball game. If they got guys that can, you know, I think too many people get caught up on the fact that Golden State hits a lot of threes and forget that they're one of the best mid-range shooting teams in the NBA. So I think they kind of get caught in that. But Chad, man, I appreciate the phone call, brother. Don't be a stranger, man. You guys know the number, man. Thanks a lot for calling up.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. We got a phone caller on the line. Can you hold through the break, and we'll make sure we get to you. But right now, we got to make sure we get to this break. Of course, first hour sponsored by the King Injury Firm, 504-909-KING. Ring the King if you have a personal injury, if you've been involved in an accident. And believe me, I know all about these type of things, man, because I drive these big rig trucks, and cars will slide and fly clean in front of them at all times with no regard. So usually when they come around me and they kind of go into the other lane, they don't see the car that's there. It's kind of stationary. So they usually get into an accident. They're unfortunately not in the same ability to ring the King, but you are. So if you need a personal injury attorney, make sure you hit the guys up over there at the King Injury Firm, 504-909-KING. Make sure you give those guys a call. They'll take good care of you. Trust me, I know them personally. All good people over there. So make sure you give them a shout. Of course, when we come back from the break, we will make sure we get back on Pelicans, because in the second hour, we're going to get to the Saints. But until then, you are on the line right now. Brian and Elise, a.k.a. Brian Bienemy, Jordan the Intern, ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Be back in a minute.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for doing, and for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
It's the 4th annual Bud and Burgers Championship, co-hosted by the Rotary Clubs of Homa Sunrise and Homa Terrebonne. Let's see who can put the best taste of the bayou in a burger. Could that be you? Join ESPN 100.3 FM as we broadcast live from 4 till 6 at Southbound's Bouquet Pavilion. There's over 36 competitors for King of Burgers. So join us Saturday, June 15th at the Budweiser Bud and Burgers Championship, 4 till 10 p.m. Proceeds to benefit both Rotary clubs.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotels,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Well, correct at LQ.com.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Oh, poor Rich Paul. You should have been bobbing and weaving. You wouldn't have got hit by that right cross that David Griffin is out there throwing, man. For all those that have been under a rock and are just joining us, Gus Kattengill is on vacation. I am with you, Brian Bienemy. Of course, you guys know me as Brian Anole East. I am your label, you know, neighborhood local superhero. I do things like troll people from now on, you know, from time to time. It's okay. I used to do it to you guys a lot back at the old station when I used to do my Camping with Brian segments. But luckily, I'm a changed man. I am saved. I have seen the light. I will no longer troll you, ladies and gentlemen. Terry, what you got for us, brother? What's good?
Hey, Brian.
What's good, family?
Nothing much, bro. Look, I wanted to get my 2 cents in on this Anthony Davis saga, bro.
What's
that? I think you're 110% right, bro. I think, look, bro, number one, we got to stop blaming Clutch Sports and Rich Paul for Anthony Davis' decision. Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, they only doing what Anthony Davis wanted them to do. He a grown man. He making his decision. But here's the point. The worst case that ever happened to Clutch Sports is when Ms. Benson hired David Griffin. I think Rich Paul knows that he's dealing with a true professional. And he's doing everything Anthony Davis wants him to do. And he is telling Anthony Davis, dude, I'm going to do whatever I got to do. But at the end of the day, this Griff you're dealing with, this ain't no bonehead Dale Demps who we can just manipulate and power him to make this decision. So I'm like this, bro. Anthony Davis, you're a grown man. You make your decision. You want out of here? Look, bro, you're a grown man. You can do that. But what Griff won't do is capitulate and start to make irrational decisions because he may lose some assets. Look, bro, simple question. Would you want your refrigerator full of poop, or would you rather an empty refrigerator? Me, personally speaking, I would rather my refrigerator be empty so I can put what I want in it. So we ain't going out here grabbing. We're not going out here grabbing all this garbage you're trying to give us from the Lakers. Griff already told you what he wants. He wants a superstar player, and he wants 2 first-round draft picks. That's what he told you. You know that what he wants. And ain't nobody over that you're giving us is either one of those. Brandon Ingram, blood clock, right? Kuzma, the best thing you have, best asset you have, is not an all-star, right? So Brandon Ingram, blood clock, Kuzma, not an all-star, and nobody don't want ball in that. Griff already said what that is about ball. We don't need to go into that. He don't want that package deal because he come with his family. That's what it is. So if the Lakers, cannot do what Griff asked him to do, that is take ball, trade into somewhere. If you can get Bradley Beal, if you can get D'Angelo Russell for any one of those picks and give me your 4th-round pick, trade ball to wherever you want, trade him to Phoenix and get 2 more picks. Trade him to Washington and get a branded deal. I don't care. That's not on me to make that decision. That is on Rob Pelinka and the Lakers organization to do what Griffin asked them to do. And if they can't pull it off, Anthony Davis will. I would not trade Anthony Davis. I'm petulant. I'm a child. Call me what you want. But I wouldn't trade his tail until February next year to anybody who's making a playoff run, because all you trying to give me is garbage anyway, and Anthony Davis ain't doing no more than hurting his own legacy. He ain't hurting ours.
You ain't lying. He already gave up 1 year of his prime.
He already gave 1 year. It's going to be 2 years. Because look, bro, you know before this all happened, Anthony Davis was next man up. Now you talk about, I can name four players right now, and Anthony Davis will not come up when I tell you the best players in the league. Number one, everybody's saying Giannis Antetokounmpo is the best player in the league. That's number one. Number two, everybody's saying, wow, we forgot about Kawhi Leonard. But wait a minute. Mm-hmm. What about Durant? And man, LeBron James ain't even playing. And oh, wait a minute. There's another little kid out there by the name of James Harden. He might be better. So listen, and you don't know what Carl Anthony Towns going to do next year. Then you got Zion Williamson coming. Man, Anthony Davis better wake up. And I'm just saying, look, I'm not talking about Clutch Sports right now. I'm talking about Anthony Davis.
Go.
I'm talking about Anthony Davis. That's it. I ain't talking about Clutch Sports. I'm not talking about Rich Paul, because Anthony Davis was on one of LeBron James' shows. And he said he's doing what he wants to do. We as Pelicans fans got to accept that. Thank you for your time. Maybe you got 1 year. If it's going to be a one-year rental, that 1 year rental on us, and we'll see what's going to happen in February, trade it right before the All-Star break, and let the hell go with the high. That's
Terry, look, man, I can't sit here and argue with you and say you were wrong about what you said at all, man. I mean, you made a lot of great points just now. The only thing I could come back at you and say is I'm not going to say you lying when you say Anthony Davis is a grown-ass man. That he is. He is a grown-ass man. He can make his own decisions, and somebody has to be the bad guy. The only part of that I disagree with slightly is the idea of Anthony Davis is built like cotton candy. So Rich Paul has to be the bad guy, and I think a little bit of it, it's not just Anthony wanting to get what he wants, and he's making his own decisions. I'm not going to say you're wrong. He hired Rich Paul for a reason. But what I do believe is that Rich Paul is also a little bit petulant himself. He's a little petty. So I think what happens is that he let his ego get in the way of a good business decision. And that's why he went nuclear on the Pelicans, which is in turn, now I got to go nuclear on him. Because it's one thing for you to insult the Pelicans and say they're a bad organization. It's another thing when you basically trash the organization on your way out the door and make it to where other people aren't going to want to come here as well. If Anthony would have just said, it's not a good look for me, I'd rather be in a bigger market. Even through Rich Paul, if that's the words that you speak, I can't be mad at that. You gave the Pelicans the years you had. You amongst all people should know if you put forth a lot of effort, you would get them to the playoffs. But unfortunately, it only happened twice. He was injured for some of those seasons. Other seasons, it just didn't happen for whatever reason. Maybe other guys were injured or what have you. The idea of it all is if you just say, I just want to be somewhere else. I want to go home to Chicago. I'd rather be in L.A. I want to go to New York. I got no problem with it. But when you want to trash my city, my organization, my team, my people. Oh, nah, bro, now I gotta see you outside and give me 5 minutes. That is the only difference, and that's why I feel like Anthony Davis ain't nothing but a big bag of cotton candy, and he's gotta be dealt with accordingly, and I think, as you stated, David Griffin is the man to deal with him.
No doubt about it, bro. No doubt. I agree with that. Look, bro, AD is who AD is. AD is not, in my opinion, he's not a Batman. He's a Robin. And he's going, and if he can go over there and play with LeBron James. LeBron James is going to be, what, turning 37 years old? Man, look, bro. Just look, as long as I've been watching the NBA, the NBA is a very, very fragile league. You can be up one day, and you can be down the next. You know what I'm saying? Look what happened to Kevin Durant. Hey, bro, my heart goes out to him. Look, AD has proven himself not to be a durable player. We can say what y'all want about that, but he is not a durable player. Nice. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, bro. You're going to be another year out of your prime when you mess around here with David Griffin trying to demand stuff that you don't have the power to demand. That's my point.
You ain't lying at all, Terry, man. I appreciate the phone call, brother, man. Anytime, bro. You feel free to call up and give your opinions, my man. You're always welcome here.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you, family. All right, Josh, what you got, fam? What's going on? Where you at?
I got a question for you.
What you got?
Earlier, two callers ago, you said if Kawhi wins the last game in Oracle, he'd be put on a pedestal with Michael and Kobe. Now, you didn't use the word LeBron in the same pedestal combo, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
At the age of 27, if Kawhi Leonard wins his second MVP finals and beating the Warriors, with a Kevin Durant or not, it doesn't matter. Being at 27, 2-for-3 in the championship, 2 finals MVPs under his belt, I could argue at the age of 27, Kawhi Leonard, taking away all those jacked-up Eastern Conference stats LeBron has over the regular season, that Kawhi Leonard is actually doing better in his playoff career than LeBron at the same age. Because at 27, LeBron was 0-for-2 in finals and couldn't even beat a Dallas Mavericks team with one all-star, while Kawhi, has, if he wins tonight, will be 2 championships that he's won, gotten MVPs in the finals against teams with multiple Hall of Famers. I'd like to hear your opinion on that.
Josh, if you were to make that argument, you would get no disagreement here. In fact, what you would get is a standing ovation, because I'd be on your side all the way through and through, because you cannot dispute the facts. LeBron James, supposedly the most gifted player we've ever seen, has been to the finals and gotten swept twice. And, of course, he, as you said, even in his prime, he couldn't do what Kawhi is doing. Took a Spurs team, with an aging Spurs team, by the way. He was the best player on that team, even though they had Tim Duncan and Manu, and, of course, Tony Parker. He was the guy, which is why he won Finals MVP. And now with the Raptors, we've got Kyle Lowry, who's been known to choke. Did you see the last game? Even though they're saying Draymond tipped the ball, I don't want to hear any of that. You know, and of course, you got a bunch of guys who aren't ready. You know, Pascal Siakam. You've got Serge Ibaka, you know, the ghost that was, you know, back in the day when he was with Oklahoma City. Now he's just a shell of that. But you're taking those guys to an NBA final, going up against, as you stated, multiple Hall of Famers on the other side, and you win in Toronto? If that man leaves, he'd be the stupidest person in the world, because you have an entire country at your disposal to market to, and to get those dollars, and you'll still get U.S. dollars as well. So I would totally agree with you, Josh. You would get no argument from me.
I agree. I think that what Kawhi Leonard's doing, minus the stats, because he's not a stat guy over the regular season, I think he's one of the most clutch players we've seen. And if we're talking about career here, LeBron James, his greatest playoff moment is a block during the finals. I mean, Kawhi has more memories this entire playoffs than his entire career. So at 27, I'd say Kawhi is already past LeBron in the clutch category. Thank you, Charles. Love the show.
No worries, brother. I appreciate the phone call, man. But let me add this while you're on the way out. A lot of people will say Kyrie actually won LeBron that championship when he went back to Cleveland. That's just me. I just heard that. I heard that's what happened. Cajun Goat, we'll get to you after the break, my brother. This is ESPN New Orleans 100.3 FM. We will be back after the break. Don't forget, first hour brought to you by the King Injury Firm, 504-909-KING. See you after the break.
Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. We know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise expectations of and for blind people. Low expectations hold people back, but blindness does not have to. I'm a blind husband, father, and baseball fan living in Baltimore, Maryland. Being part of the National Federation of the Blind has helped me live the life I want. If you or a loved one is dealing with blindness, the National Federation of the Blind can help. Over the last 7 decades, we have helped tens of thousands of people live successfully with vision loss, and we can help you too. Visit nfb.org to find the resources and support you need to live the life you want.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Looking to build a deck? Think Trex is out of your price range? Well, now you should take a second look at the number one name in outdoor living. Because the latest deck from Trex is engineered for the DIYer and priced to put the pressure on treated lumber. Plus, it comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. And that's something wood can't promise. Find Trex on shelves at the Home Depot and bring home the number one name in outdoor living.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair, for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon, right here on ESPN 100.3.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
So while you guys were out, we got a beignet-shaped individual that sent us a picture of him in a pool in water that was so clear you could look straight through to the bottom. That individual was Gus Kattengill. I am Brian Bienemy. You all know me as Brian Dunnell East, filling in for the G-Cat as he's on vacation, finally giving getting a little time away. Well-deserved time for my guy, man. He does his best to bring you guys the information and the entertainment that you want from sports here locally. So, I salute my guy, and I thank him generously for allowing me to kind of fill in for him, along with Jordan the intern, who does a magnificent job with his coverage, man. He's all over the place. You can see him now all over Twitter posting his picks and getting his notoriety up from being one of the guys involved with the Saints camps. And, of course, when the Pelicans get the kicking around again, he'll be involved in that as well. So thanks to both of these gentlemen for allowing me to sit in and kind of just do my thing and rant for a little while. But speaking of rants, we got my brother on the line, the Cajun Goat. What's going on, family? What's up?
Hey, man. Hey, I got a little analogy for the show today.
What you got?
Today feels like whenever New England, when Drew Bledsoe went down and Tom Brady took over.
That's what I'm talking about.
Good job, Tom Brady.
Appreciate it, man. I'm collecting Infinity Stones right now.
That's right. Bledsoe was out there on the beach just like Gus.
That's what it is.
But anyway,
let me get your takes on these Pelicans.
Let me just say this, because this is so crazy, and I know I tweeted you that last night, but when you go to L.A., you go to L.A. to retire. Because when LeBron made the move from Cleveland to L.A., knowing that he was going to be in the same conference as the Golden State Warriors, he pretty much gave up on basketball and wanted to take on something different. I feel the same thing about A.D. I feel like A.D. then gave up on basketball to want to even play in L.A., or New York, and the two worst organizations in the league. So that's kind of how I feel about Anthony Davis. I think whoever gets him is going to get a dud, but I don't want to tell them that too loud so they can hear it everywhere.
You ain't lying.
And as far as the last guy with the waiting until the trade deadline in the middle of the season, I think you lose your value by doing that, because you're going to have to trade him, because if you can't trade him by then, what happens is that that he's going to be a free agent next year and you ain't going to get nothing. So I think you need to trade him before the draft so you can start getting your team together and start making this Zion's team, period.
I think that's important to me as well, Caden. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just want to say that, you know, real quick, like, it's the idea of you don't want Anthony Davis, his negativity and those vibes anywhere near Zion. It's almost like out with the old, in with the new. In fact, you know, I have a family member, can't speak a lick of English, but she can say this as clear as day. She says that you can't build an old house with new bricks. I'm sorry, you can't build a new house with old bricks. That's the way she says it. I apologize, Annie. But she says you can't build a new house with old bricks. That's exactly what this situation is. You can't have Anthony Davis in here trying to build a new foundation while you got Zion coming in. Move him out, get him out the way, and let it go. Sorry about that. Your turn, man. My fault. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. That's fine. You're exactly right. And I tell you, the thing I like is get young players. Do the thing by getting young players in the draft. Get young players to get this team started. You have enough money when you get rid of him to go get a good free agent. There's a lot of great free agents out there, veteran free agents that you can get to bring in to help mold these kids. So you don't have to get that all-star player. You need to get young, great players, guys like Barrett. That's a guy that was supposed to be the first pick in this draft. Mm-hmm. So he was good enough to be the first pick if Zion wasn't there. So I'm just saying, if you have these type of assets, and the Pelicans they holding the cards. Let's be honest, the Pelicans own this draft. Whatever they want, they could pretty much get by getting rid of Anthony Davis. And I think you need to start that and let that guy know that that third round pick or that second round pick or whatever extra the second pick that you get after Zion, that hey, we wanted you here. This is why we went and got you. And you got a good momentum going. You understand what I'm saying, Brian?
No question, man. I think that's the most important thing that's out there. I've seen so many people talk about the Lakers package and what they could send back. But let's forget that two of the four guys the Lakers want to send over, they don't want to play in NOLA. So the last thing you want is an Eric Gordon situation into where he's out there and you know, he's on the bench probably in the street clothes because he got hurt a lot because he did not want to be here. And as we can see now with Eric Gordon with Houston, he's flourishing in the role that he has. He just didn't want to be in New Orleans. And that's the last thing you want, especially with young guys. You don't want young guys corrupting a guy like Zion to say, man, we don't even want to be here. And I just, for some strange reason, I'm just ready for Anthony to go wherever he goes at this point. I'm okay with, but I truly do not want to see him end up with the Lakers simply because I don't want a precedent to be set that the Pelicans are pushovers and you're basically going to bully your way into going where you want to go.
I agree with that, but the other reason I don't want any of the Laker players is because their mental set is not there. Mm-hmm. They showed it by just taking on what happened last year. Those guys mentally wasn't there. I don't want a guy that, hey, as soon as they hear a rumor from somebody that's not the organization or from somewhere else, that they just fold. I don't want folding guys. I want character guys. I want guys to say, my job is to come in here, play some basketball at the best of my ability. I don't want none of them cats on the Lakers. They gave up last year. That's counting LeBron, but he retired when he signed. So that's why I don't want none of them guys from the Lakers. You can't tell me those guys don't have character problems. They have character problems, bro. They gave up. They even said they gave up. They got teammates saying they gave up. I don't want guys that give up. I want guys that want to play here. I want guys that want to build an organization to be a champion. That's what I want. I don't want guys that that are just getting by. And, you know, if you stay in L.A. for so long, you get that L.A. attitude.
Yes, indeed. And that's the last thing Anthony Davis needs, man. I appreciate it, Cajun Go. Bro, you got time. Going on this Saturday?
Oh, man, I'm actually going out of town, dude.
All right, brother. I was going to offer you those tickets, man. But
concert out of town.
I appreciate it, man. Enjoy that concert, brother, and I will holler at you on Twitter, man. Thanks again for calling in.
We got to go to the next phone caller.
What you got up? Who's this? Okay. All right. Gotcha. Thought we had another caller on, but we got about 2 minutes before we hit the break. And because of what Cajun Ghost said just now, I kind of want to rant on that for a quick one. And it's the idea of, I totally agree with him. I do not want anybody who's mentally weak, because that's not who we are in this city. That's not who we are. Have you not paid attention? Has anybody paid attention to the Saints the last couple of years? Minnesota Miracle. It didn't break us. We went from the divisional round to the NFC Championship game. Oh, you got screwed over in a championship game? Fine. You didn't want to make that call? Guess what? We don't even want to watch. We don't even want to watch your Super Bowl because it was Super Bowl lie. Instead, what we'll do is we'll throw our own party. We don't give a damn about what you think. New Orleans was, they're so petty and so bitter. You're damn right. And we're okay with that. What's up, Big C?
What's up, Brian? How you doing, my brother?
What's good, family?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, I am not the Anthony Davis, man. That's foolish. But let me ask you a question right quick, like, and I mean, you know a little bit better. Are they, you know, I know you're trying to get all your players in and stuff like that. Do you think they're going to re-sign Alfred and Randall?
I think Alfred will be back. I think he'll be back in a backup role because they don't really want Alfred to be their guy as a starter. If he is your starter, then you're in good hands because he can initiate the offense. He can get you in your sets. He plays adequate defense. I mean, he was once the defensive player of the year, I believe, in his conference over there at Louisiana Lafayette. So he's not a shab on defense either, but I don't think they want Alfred to start. Now, for Julius, I honestly think the Pelicans want Julius to walk because you're going to have Zion come in and he's going to play that spot, as well as Julius leaving, and you're not going to really want to pay him that kind of money to be a bench guy. But Julius leaving also opens up more cap space. So you go from not having really a lot of money to having about $30 million cap space if Julius walks. So I think they want Julius to leave, if anything else, especially with Zion coming in. He's going to be a cheaper, more explosive option. That's my thoughts on that, man. I could be wrong on that, but that's what I gather from, you know, from the intel that I've been getting.
Okay, but who you think going to be a rim protector for him?
I think they're going to try to find somebody. I think they got a lot of young guys they're going to use right now, but they're looking to build a team kind of like the Golden State Warriors, more along the lines of maybe the Phoenix Suns when Amari Stoudemire was kind of playing that center / power forward role. I think that's more than what they want to build. They want to go small ball, fast, up and down, and have guys that can really get up and down the break and shoot from outside. They want to build that kind of team.
What you think? Somebody like a Thomas Bryant from Washington or something like that?
Yeah, I think somebody it's going to be somebody around the 6'9", 6'10" range, man, that's more lanky, that can get up and down the floor than it will be somebody like maybe a Jai Okafor. I think Jai's going to be a bench guy for him, but they definitely going to bring him back. He's going to be when they want to play bully ball, but they're going to find somebody quick and fast that can get up and down the floor.
All right, my brother, look, I know, man, you're getting eat up by that Anthony Davis, man. It's just crazy right now, man. Like, they trying to bully stuff, and I'm with you on that, bro. Griff got to be there and don't let him bully him, man. That's what he got to do.
You already know, family. We're gonna get to the break, brother, but I appreciate the phone call, man. We got about 15 seconds before we get out of here. As always, hour one was provided to you by and sponsored by the King Injury Firm. 504-909-KING. Personal injury happens. Do not forget the number. 504-909-KING. They're the number to call. Ring the King. And of course, you've got me, Brian Bienemy, aka Brian Anola East, Jordan the intern, filling in. This is ESPN New Orleans 100.3 FM. Second hour up, and we're talking Saints, baby. Let's get it. Who that?